بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise is to Allah, the One, the Almighty. I testify that none has the right to be worshipped except Allah, and I testify that Prophet Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah. Today, inshallah, we will continue our classes regarding the topic of Muslim character. And actually, as last week we learned about the role model of good character, Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. So, inshallah, today we will learn about his manners with his wife, as Prophet Muhammad was the best husband ever. At the beginning, let us learn about the importance of marriage in Islam. Actually, marriage is a human institution which is highly respectable in Islam, as it is the legal way to form the family, which is the foundation of the Islamic society structure. Let us learn about the importance of marriage in Islam, and we will start with Surah number 4, verse number 21. And actually, Surah number 4 is the chapter of the women. So that we know that in the Holy Quran there is a chapter 4, which is one of the longest chapters in the Holy Quran, and it is called the chapter of the women. And we will recite from Surah number 4, verse number 21. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Verse number 21. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let us recite verse number 20 and 21, or it is better, let us recite 19, 20 and 21, so that the meaning will be clear. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la yahillu lakum an tarithun nisa'a karha wa la ta'duluhunna litazhabu biba'd ma ataytumuhunna إلا أن يأتين بفاحشة مبينة وعاشروهن بالمعروف فإن كرهتموهن فعسى أن تكرهوا شيئا ويجعل الله فيه خيرا كثيرا وإن أردتم استبدال زوج مكان زوج وآتيتم إحداهن قنطارا فلا تأخذوا منه شيئا أتأخذونه بهتانا وإثما مبينا وكيف فتأخذونه وقد أفضى بعضكم إلى بعض وأخذن منكم ميثاقا غليظا. صدق الله العظيم.
O you who believe, you are forbidden to inherit women against their will, and you should not treat them with harshness, that you may take away part of the mahr you have given them, unless they commit open, illegal sexual intercourse and live with them honorably. If you dislike them, it may be that you dislike a thing and Allah brings through it a great deal of good. But if you intend to replace a wife by another and you have given one of them a, what's that, conta, quint? Qintar of gold,
a great amount
as mahr, take not the least bit of it back. Would you take it wrongfully without a right and with a manifest sin? And how could you take it back while you have gone in unto each other and they have taken from you a firm and strong overnant?
Covenant. Okay. So actually, sisters, we will focus on the covenant between the husband and the wife. Okay, and that covenant is the pledge of marriage. It is the pledge of marriage. Actually, marriage in Islam is given in the name of Allah, and according to the method he has made it lawful. Every believer must respect the pledge of marriage, because Allah is the witness on marriage pledge. And when the husband and the wife remember this fact, they will fear Allah and they will respect the rights of each other. So the meaning is that in Islam, both the husband and the wife must remember that they are married according to the pledge of marriage. And Allah is the witness on that pledge. Okay, Allah knows what are the rights of the husband and what are the rights of the wife. And Allah is the witness. So I must fear Allah regarding that pledge. And I must fulfill all my duties towards my spouse, because Allah was a witness on the pledge of marriage. Okay, we will recite now again Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim from Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Actually, while we recite verse number 21, we already recited verse number 19. And in that verse, there is a very important Islamic rule relation between the husband and the wife. And actually, it is in Arabic, وَعَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, and live with them honorably, or treat them kindly. Okay, this is a Quranic rule. Treat them kindly. This is a command from Allah to the husbands to treat their wives kindly. Okay, and actually, this is the manners which Allah is commanding, you know, the husband, okay, to treat their wives. In Islam, the marital relationship is based on freedom of choice, which indicates that affection, mercy, love, and compassion are the basic feelings between the husband and the wife. But still, there are always time of anger, which can lead to feelings of hatred. Accordingly, Allah the Almighty is controlling this situation through advising the husbands to control their anger and hate towards their wives. Allah is saying in the Holy Quran and commanding the husbands, treat them kindly. Because there may be much good in the wife which the husbands can't recognize. It is an advice aiming at keeping the family relations away from destruction as possible. A good practical example of the seriousness which Islam views marriage is provided by Umar ibn al-Khattab, the second Khalifa, who was once approached by a man expressing his decision to divorce his wife simply because he didn't like her. One man came to Umar ibn al-Khattab and he said to him, I want to divorce my wife. Why? Because I don't like her. So Umar said to him, are families built only on love? Where would you then place loyalty and mutual care? So this is Islam regarding the wives. Okay, Islam is commanding the husbands to treat their wives kindly and to try to look for something good in them, so that the relation between the husband and wife will be all the time good and the family will be strong. Allah didn't command the wives to treat the husbands kindly. Allah commanded the husbands to treat the wives kindly, and this is the proof how Islam is caring for the wives and how most of the Muslim women are ignorant regarding this fact. Also, actually, regarding how Islam is caring for the wife, in Islam, both the husband and the wife have the right of choice of the life partner, and there should be an acceptance and an approval of acceptance from both the husband and the wife. Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, said, the virgin is not married until her permission is sought. Okay, so this is another fact actually which is clarifying how Islam is caring for the wife. Okay, there is no marriage against the will of the wife. And if she's not accepting the marriage and she is forced to be married, this marriage is not legal in the sight of Allah. It's not accepted. Okay, so in Islam, the women they have the free choice to choose their husbands on the absence of any pressure of the parents, whom can advise but not pressurize. Okay. Also, regarding the how Islam is caring for the wife regarding the marriage, we will recite from the same chapter, chapter number 4, verse number 4, in order to learn more about how Islam is caring for the wife and the women. Surah number 4, chapter number 4, verse number 4. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وآتوا النساء صدقاتهن نحلة ف
فإن طبن لكم عن شيء منه نفسا فكلوه هنيئا مريئا.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And give the women upon marriage their bridal gift graciously. But if they give up willingly to you anything of it, then take it in satisfaction and ease.
So actually, this is the clarification regarding the obligatory bridal money given by the husband to the wife at the time of marriage. This money is for, which is called in Arabic mahr, it is for the wife. Okay, it is not for the parents of the wife. It is not for the preparation of the house of marriage. It is for the wife. Okay, and if she wants to give part of it to her husband to help him regarding their future home, okay, she has the right to give and she has the right not to give. So again, Islam is giving the wife that obligatory money, okay, given by the husband so that she can feel that she is very precious regarding her husband. Also in Islam, we will learn from Surah number 2, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 233, a very important fact regarding the duties of the husband regarding the wife. So that also this is a proof how Islam is caring for the wife and caring for the women. Surah number 2, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 233. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Now we will recite from Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, verse number 233. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal-walidati yurda'na awladahunna hawlayni kamilayn. Liman arada an yutimma ar-rada'a. Wa'ala al-mawludi lahu rizquhunna wa kiswatuhunna bil-ma'roof. La tukallafu nafsun illa wis'aha. La tudar والدة بولدها ولا مولود له بولده وعلى الوارث مثل ذلك فإن أراد فصالا عن تراض منهما وتشاور فلا جناح عليهما وإن أردتم أن تسترضعوا أولادكم فلا جناح عليكم إذا سلمتم ما آتيتم بالمعروف واتقوا الله واعلموا أن الله بما تعملون بصير.
The mothers shall give suck to their children for 2 whole years. That is for those parents who desire to complete the term of suckling. But the father of the child shall bear the cost of the mother's food and clothing on a reasonable basis. No person shall have a burden laid on him greater than he can bear. No mother shall be treated unfairly on account of her child, nor father on account of his child. And on the father's heir is incumbent the like of that which was incumbent on the father. If they both decide on weaning by mutual consent, and after the consultation, there is no sin on them. And if you decide on a foster suckling mother for your children, there is no sin on you, provided you pay the mother what you agreed to give her on reasonable basis. And fear Allah and know that Allah is all-seer of what you do.
Actually, this is the mercy of Islam regarding the mothers, okay, and how Islam is taking care of the mothers and of the wives. Again, we will learn about the ownership of the wives in Islam, and we will recite from the same chapter, chapter 4, the chapter of the women, verse number 32. Chapter number 4, verse number 32. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. ولا تتمنوا ما فضل الله به بعضكم على بعض للرجال نصيب مما اكتسبوا وللنساء نصيب مما اكتسب واسألوا الله من فضله إن الله كان بكل شيء عليما.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. And do not wish for that by which Allah has made some of you exceed others. For men is a share of what they have earned, and for women is a share of what they have earned. And ask Allah of his bounty. Indeed, Allah is ever of all things knowing.
Actually, this is the proof that Islam gives to women the right of individual ownership. As Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, said, women are the twin halves of men. Okay, so after marriage, you have the right to keep your individual ownership, and you have the right to have your own bank account, okay, and to keep your job, because you know this is your right in Islam, and to keep your own private money. Okay, actually, this right was denied by the pre-Islamic societies. Now, inshallah, let us learn in details about our Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, and how he was the best husband ever, as we are learning about the Muslim character. Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, said, the most perfect of the believers in belief is the best of them in character. The best of you are those who are the best to their wives. Prophet Muhammad, the Prophet of Mercy, tells us that a husband's treatment of his wife reflects a Muslim character, which in turn is a reflection of the man's faith. Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, he said many ahadith about the women and caring for the women and the wives, and we will learn them now. The first one, Prophet Muhammad said, the world and all things are precious, but the most precious thing in the world is a pious woman. He also said, the best property a man can have is a remembering tongue about Allah, a grateful heart, and a wife who helps him in faith. A believing wife who helps him in faith. So from this hadith, it is clear that Prophet Muhammad is clarifying that for a husband who is having a believing wife who is helping him to be close to Allah, this is one of the best property for the man. Also, Prophet Muhammad said, fear Allah regarding women. He also said, treat women kindly. He also said, the best of you is the best to his wife, and I am the best to my wives. He also said, the more civil and kind a Muslim to his wife, the more perfect his faith is. He also said, a Muslim must not hate his wife, and if he is displeased with one bad quality of her, let him be pleased with one that is good. Also, Prophet Muhammad said, treat women kindly, for women were created from a rib. The part of it that is most bent is the top. If you try to straighten it, you will break it. And if you leave it alone, it will remain bent. So treat women kindly. I will explain this hadith, because this hadith is a very good advice from Prophet Muhammad to all the husbands regarding the nature of the woman. Actually, at the beginning, we must notice that Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, he started his words with treat women kindly, and he ended with the same. Treat women kindly. This is a clarification of how Prophet Muhammad was concerned regarding women. Also, that concern was clear when Prophet Muhammad had his last sermon, that is to say the khutbah in which his last khutbah to the nation, and in that khutbah he insisted to clarify how the women are important in Islam, and he mentioned that
for the husband, treat women kindly, and he repeated, treat women kindly. Also, Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, he didn't forget to advise Muslims regarding treating the women kindly, and actually he said, interact with women kindly, for they are prisoners, and you have no other power over them than that. You have rights over them, and they have rights over you. This is a good advice in which every sincere Muslim husband recognizes the wisdom of Prophet Muhammad in defining the duties of their husbands, in defining that the husband has duties and rights, and also the wife, she has duties and she has rights. Okay, regarding, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, that hadith, I need to clarify the nature of the women. Prophet Muhammad is clarifying that the woman was created from a rib, okay, and the rib has a bent, okay. So if the husband will try to correct the bent, the rib will be broken, okay, and if he keep it like as it is, there will be a bent. Okay, what is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that this is the psychology of every woman. Okay, she has her own inclinations, desires, and mood. Okay, actually, the women are very emotional. This is the bent. Okay, if he try to be very tough with them to correct the bent, okay, he will lose his wife. And if he leave his wife as she is, she has the bent. Very emotional. Okay, so this is the great advice from Prophet Muhammad to the husband, so that they can realize that the wife is having, you know, a special nature. They have a bent, they have emotion, you know, they can be happy very quickly and they can be angry very quickly. They can be very cooperative very easily and they can be very difficult very easily. Everything very quickly and up very quickly, down very quickly, good very quickly, bad very quickly. This is the bent of the nature of every woman. So if the husband is actually aware of this fact, and if he is following the advice of Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, so he must realize this fact, and he must treat his wife in a special way that he can get the best of his wife. Okay, this is the advice of Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace be, and may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. Actually, also for every Muslim husband, let him remember that he will be rewarded for any emotion he shows to his wife. As Prophet Muhammad said, one will be rewarded for anything that he does seeking the pleasure of Allah, even the food that he puts in the mouth of his wife. Okay, so if he just give his wife some food in her mouth, okay, Allah will reward him for this, because he is trying to send a message of love to his wife, whom she is in great need of that message, because she is very emotional, she has a bent. Okay, every one of us is having a bent. Okay, now let us learn in more details about the best husband ever, Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. And actually, when we will learn how Prophet Muhammad was so kind, so compassionate, so merciful with his wife, actually, I think that most of the husbands, they need to revise these facts, and actually it is needed to be mentioned in Friday khutbas, okay, so that this will help every husband who is aiming to follow Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessing be upon him, to be the best husband ever, and he will be happy, his wife will be happy, the kids will be happy, and everyone will be in a good shape. Number one, choosing the best nicknames to them. Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessing be upon him, was calling Aisha, okay, O Aish. This is her nickname. This is Jibril telling you the greetings. Aisha said, may peace and blessing be upon him. You, the Prophet, see what I can see. Okay? A Prophet was calling Aisha Al-Humayriya, the white-skinned woman. Okay, so he is trying to use for them the best nicknames so that they can feel that they are very close to him. And also he was telling to Aisha, Jibril is sending his greetings to you so that she will feel that she is very special. Okay, this is how Prophet Muhammad was treating his wife. But when you try to clarify that fact to any biased husband, he will tell you, I don't like this joking. This is not good joking with the wife. I will not call her, you know, I will not give her a nickname. This is not serious. I am a serious religious husband. Okay, you can be very serious regarding your relation with Allah the Almighty and regarding everything in life. But with your wife, you must remember that she has a bent, as the Prophet clarified to you, and that you must all the time try to reach her in a very compassionate way and caring way, so that inshallah she will be always the best wife. Also, Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, he was going on picnics accompanying their wives. The Prophet was casting lots between his wife when he wants to go out. Once the Prophet cast a lot between his wife, and the lot was that share of Aisha and Hafsa together. So at night the Prophet walks with Aisha and speaks to her. Okay? Actually, Prophet Muhammad clarified that he loved all his wives, but Aisha was the closest to his heart. And he said that, I am fair with all of them, but regarding my heart feelings, this is out of my hand. So when he casted the lot and it was for Aisha and Hafsa, he went to Aisha, okay, because she is very close to him, and he walked with her. What Hafsa did? Hafsa was very intelligent. Hafsa told Aisha, why don't you ride on my camel and I ride yours? You see how she's very intelligent, because she knew that the Prophet will go to Aisha. So she went to Aisha and told her, let us exchange our camels. Okay, you see how the wives are thinking. So Aisha replied, okay. So Aisha rode the camel of Hafsa, while Hafsa rode the camel of Aisha. The Prophet, may Allah's peace and blessing be upon him, then he went to the camel of Aisha, while Hafsa was riding it. They walked together until they got down. Seeing that, Aisha felt jealous and tried to put her leg between the lemon grass and say, oh my Lord, send a scorpion or a snake to sting me. This is your prophet and I can't say anything to him. You see how it went? He was looking to walk with Aisha, but Hafsa changed the camels. Okay, but this is to clarify that he was going on picnics with them, accompanying them. Again, many husbands, they refuse to accompany their wives on picnics. And they always say to them, you have the freedom. You want to go to any place? Go alone. I don't want to go. So this is not from the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. Actually, I want to give this, a hadith, you know, to the scholars whom they are giving khutbatul Jum'ah, the Jum'ah speech. Because many husbands are not aware of this. The wife is in need of her husband when she is going to a picnic. I am not, not yet married, so that I will go to the picnic alone. And I will keep on looking to the husband and wives whom they are together. And I will say to myself, where is my husband? Why he doesn't like to go out with me? Okay, this is not...
He's playing video games.
Yes, playing video games at home, alone. Okay, this is our Prophet. He was going on picnics accompanying his wife. Also, Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, he was helping his wives in the household duties. Aisha said, when she was asked about the manners of the Prophet in his home, she replied, he was helping in doing the family duties. And when he hears the call of prayer, he goes out. She also said, he washes his clothes and serves himself. He cleans his shoes and he does what men generally do in their homes.
This is our prophet. So the question is, what men generally do in their homes? They play video games, okay, and they watch the computer most of the time. Okay, let us move to the next, actually, attitude of Prophet Muhammad. He was tolerating for the happiness of his wife. Tolerating for the happiness. Aisha narrated that... So regarding the why Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon, regarding tolerating for the happiness of his wife, actually Aisha said that Abu Bakr, her father, he once entered to the home of the Prophet while two young girls were singing. Two of her friends were singing. And while the Prophet was laying and covering himself with his clothes. So when Abu Bakr saw this, okay, he was very upset. Why she had her friend singing while the Prophet was sleeping? Okay, so the Prophet uncovered his face and told him, Abu Bakr, let them continue. This is the days of the Eid festival. Okay, so alhamdulillah, this is our Prophet, the best husband ever. Also our Prophet, he actually one of his character is to calm his wife down in panic. The Prophet was putting his hand on the shoulder of his wife when she is angry and saying, O Allah, forgive her sins, relieve her heart from anger, and protect her from distress. So actually, for every husband and even for every wife, when you notice that your husband is not in a good mood, your husband is angry, just calm him down as our Prophet was doing with his wife and said to him, O Allah, forgive his sins, relieve his heart from anger, and protect him from distress. Also, Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, he was always feeling happy when his wives were happy. Aisha said that she was playing with the toy girls when she was with the Prophet, and actually her friends always were visiting her, and the Prophet actually was encouraging them. So this is how he was encouraging the friends of Aisha to come to his house so that Aisha will feel happy. Also, Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, he was considering her best manners, his wife's best manners. Prophet Muhammad said, the faithful husband should not hate his faithful wife. Because if he hates a certain matter in her character, then he should not forget the other good manner in her character. So he was all the time considering her best manners. Also, regarding keeping their privacy, Prophet Muhammad said, the worst rank for a man at the Day of Judgment is the rank of a man who sleeps with his wife and then discloses her privacy. And this is a very important rule in Islam between the husband and the wife. If you feel that you and your husband are one person, so never to disclose his privacy. Also, Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, he was refraining from beating or abusing his wives. The Prophet has not ever beaten any woman, any servant or anything in his hand. He never take revenge from anyone who harmed him. So the people whom they caused troubles for him, he never take revenge from them, and he never beat any woman, servant or anything in his hand. Consoling and wiping their tears. Safiya, may Allah be pleased with her, one of his wives, she was traveling with the Prophet. And it was her turn to travel with him. She was slow in walking. The Prophet, peace be upon him, received her while crying and saying, you gave me a slow camel. Okay? Seeing that, the Prophet, peace be upon him, he wiped her eyes with his hands and calmed her. Okay, he didn't give her a lecture. Okay, that he did a very big mistake, that he took her with him in the trip. And it will never happen again. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
putting the bite in her mouth. Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, said, if you expend anything seeking the pleasure of Allah, even if you put a bite in the mouth of your wife, he will promote you to a higher degree in the paradise. You see how Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, actually he is the messenger of mercy. He is trying to have the relation between the husband and the wife so close and full of kindness. So he is telling to the husbands, if you put a piece of food in the mouth of your wife, you will have a better, higher degree in the paradise. For just a piece of food in her mouth. Why? Because this is very important for the wife to feel the caring, to feel the sharing that he likes and he wants to share everything with her, even the food. Fulfilling their needs. O Prophet of Allah, what are the rights of my wife? One man asked the Prophet. The Prophet said, to feed her when you eat. Okay? To clothe her when you clothe. Don't beat her face. Don't abuse her and don't desert her except in home. Actually, there are, before, it was actually the tradition of the Arabs that the husband will eat first and then the wife and the kids. After he finished his eating, okay, he will eat the best of the food alone. After washing his hands, they can come and eat, the wife and the kids. But according to Islam, this is not correct. The Prophet is saying to feed her when you eat. This means that they eat together. Or they, if he have, guests or visitors, he can eat with the men and she can eat in another room the same time, not after the men or not after the men visitors. Okay? Trusting them and not spying on them. The Prophet, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, he prohibited men from knocking the door of their families at night, trying to follow their mistakes. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that suppose the husband has a trip, okay, and he was supposed to return home in the morning, but he planned to return home at night, 3 o'clock. So that he can be aware of what is going on in his house, okay, from his back, okay, a way of spying, as if he is spying. I will knock at night or I will open the door while they are sleeping so that I can know exactly what they are doing while I am not around. This is not the manners of the Prophet, okay, because the Prophet actually he was trusting his wife. Because how come... that you trust, that you respect your wife and you don't trust her. You are supposed to believe that your wife is the most honest person in life because she's taking care of you, of your wealth, of your kids. She is taking care of everything which is very precious for you. So if she's taking care of everything which is precious for you, how come you can't trust her? How come you are actually spying on her? But many husbands, actually, their problem is the trust. And sometimes they refuse to put the names of their wives on their bank account. Why? Because I am afraid, I don't trust you. Maybe one day you will take all the money from the bank account and I can't get it back. So I am sorry, I will never put your name with me on the bank account. I know a family like this and the wife was very upset. And she told him, if you don't trust me for your money, so how come you trust me for yourself, for your kids? You either put my name on the bank account or divorce me. This is for the principal. You know, and I can write for you a paper that I will never get anything from your bank account, but you must put my name. And he put her name.
But isn't it supposed to be separate, your own bank account?
No, I tell you, Safiya, if you and your husband, every one of you is having a separate bank account, by time, this will be the reason for a lot of problems. A lot of problems. You know, the best is that since we marry each other, we must have one bank account. Either you put or you take, I put or I take, after we discuss with each other, our plan in life is one. the money, the wealth is not the most important issue. Because, you know, this what was going on, you know, with me and with many friends. You know, I was working, my husband is working, so let every one of us have a separate bank account. And actually this is always the advice of the mother. Keep your money. Maybe he will divorce you at any time, so at least you have some money for the future. Okay, to tell you the truth, by time and by learning the Holy Quran, this is totally wrong. Where is Allah? Where is Allah? What is the importance of a life without a husband? If you have some money, yes, the money can support you. But Allah is the one who gives the support. Okay? And the plan during marriage that you have your own bank account and I have my bank account, my own bank account, okay, actually is the reason for many troubles. Because all the time your husband will tell you, put a share in the house, share with me. If I will be the one to, you know, to pay for the bills, you pay for the servant, you pay for the kids, you pay for the nanny, you pay for this and that. And all the time you will, you know, fight with each other. By time, they hate each other. They hate each other. I learned this fact, you know, after some time from my marriage. And one day I came to my husband and I told him, against the advice of my mother, me and you will have one bank account. If you don't want to put my name even, I don't care. You are more precious for me than all the wealth of the world. And to tell you the truth, Safiya, this is very important for the husband. Because always the husband is, at least for our culture, is under the impression that always his mother-in-law is pressurizing her daughter to have her own money aside. Let him spend from his money and you keep your money for the future. Okay? And this is how most of the Muslim husbands are thinking and how they evaluate, you know, this issue. By time, they decide to leave that wife. With her wealth, I don't care. I have a lot now and I can marry another one whom she will never tell me my bank account. This is not good at all in the relation between the husband and wife. And again, you know, Safiya, this is the problem of how marriage is actually evaluated in the regarding our Arabs. You know, I will talk about the Arabs. You know, when you grow up, you must marry. Why? Because this is a custom. It is not for the religious issue. You must marry so that everyone will know that my daughter already got married. Okay, and you have someone to live with you, to take care of you and to spend the money. This is the goal of marriage. That's it, yes. And to have kids. Very important. Boys. To have boys. Yes, sons. No girls, no daughters at all. Okay, this is how everyone, you know, is planning their life for their kids. This is totally wrong. We are not learning the importance of marriage in the sight of Allah. Marriage is a command from Allah. Marriage is an act of worship to Allah. So Allah will be the one to take care of you, not the wealth at all. Take it out of the equation completely. Always believe that the most important in this equation to have a human being to live with me, to take care of me, to give me the love and compassion which I am in great need, to give me the feeling that I have a family, someone who loves me, someone who cares for me, someone whom I can call at any time. Okay, this feeling is very important. You know, this belief is very important. I need my husband. I need him. Even if he is not the best husband, but I need the feeling that I have a husband. Okay? And for that feeling, I don't care at all for anything or for anyone. My husband is number one. This is Islam. If you believe in this, your husband will feel it. And he will be very good with you. And Allah will take care of you and him. And will keep that marriage successful. But to think with the other way, my bank account, your bank account, my property, your property, how much you spend, how much I spend, you know, this equals to total, real failure of marriage. And because of that,
You know, I have a lot of classes regarding marriage. Many, many times I have my classes in marriage, and alhamdulillah, they are very different and they are very special. You know, and I can repeat them, we can have them again, because they are totally different, you know, than any way that Muslims are thinking of marriage. You know, Safiya?
Continue to learn about our Prophet and his wives. Actually, he was remembering them and caring about them. The Prophet, peace be upon him, was visiting his wife within a short period of time, at night or in the day. In spite of the fact he had many wives, but he was visiting all of them daily, accompanying them in the travel, as I mentioned, and actually racing and playing with them. He was racing and playing with them. Aisha narrated that she was accompanying the Prophet in travel while she was a young girl. She said, "I was still slim." The Prophet told his companions to go forward. They went forward. Then he told Aisha, "Come, I want to have a race with you." Mm-hmm. We started the race and I won. Mm-hmm. After a period of time, I went to travel with him and he said to his companion, "Go forward." The companions went forward. And then he told me, "Come to have a race with me." At that time, I forgot the former race. Okay? And at that time, I was fat. Mm-hmm. I told him, "How can we race while I am in this situation? I am fat." He replied, "You will do it." Then we started the race and he won. He laughed and he said, "This for that." The Prophet is a very, you know, kind person, nice person. You cannot find words to describe the Prophet. Also, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The Prophet was considering the psychology of his wives while in illness. Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, was, if one of his family members sick, he was reading Surah Al-Falaq and Surah Al-Nas on the sick member of his family and wiping him with his hands. Also, regarding bringing the good news to them, Jibril, may Allah's peace be upon him, he came to the Prophet and said to him, "O Prophet of Allah, this is Khadija coming holding a pot of food or drink. When she reaches you, tell her the greetings of Allah, the Almighty, and me, and tell her that Allah has prepared for her a house in the paradise." So actually, this is how Prophet Muhammad was bringing. So Prophet Muhammad went and mentioned this to Khadija. Okay, and he also mentioned to Aisha that Jibril was telling her his greetings. So he was always bringing the good news to his wife. This is Prophet Muhammad, may Allah peace and blessings be upon him, the messenger of mercy. And actually, let us now quickly remind the husbands about how to treat their wives so that they can follow the role model Prophet Muhammad. Number one, the husband should lend a hand if he sees that his wife is in need of help. The husband should say some words of comfort if he feels that his wife is not feeling well. He should give his wife a share of his time and interest. Actually, he should not let his study, work, or friends take up all his time and keep him away from his wife. Prophet Muhammad said to one of his companions, who used to fast all the day and stay all the night in prayers, the Prophet told him, "Don't do that. Fast and break your fast. Sleep and get up. For your body has a right over you. Your wife has a right over you." The Prophet used to give guidance to his companions and showed them how to achieve fairness and balance between their spiritual lives and their lives with their wives. Also, the ideal husband, he must not neglect to have a touch of gentle humor from time to time with his wife. He also must not forget about trying to make his wife calm when she is angry.
Also, the true Muslim must understand the feelings of his wife and he must not criticize her in front of everyone. Because actually this is the most difficult for a wife to be criticized in front of anyone. The sincere husband does not disclose any secrets that his wife has entrusted to him, especially to his family. The sincere husband respects the family of his wife as he respects the family of his husband, and actually the sincere husband must understand his role as responsible for spending on the family and also to teach his wife the Islamic rulings. This is actually Islam. This is our Prophet Muhammad, the role model regarding how to treat the wife, and inshallah we will continue to learn about Muslim character next week, and let us make the dua.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our hearts firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, make the best of our deeds, our last deeds. O Allah, our Lord, make the best of our life, our last moments. O Allah, our Lord, make the best day of our life, the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen.